You're listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, an audiobook produced by CGTN.
Could two systems be the answer to the Taiwan question? We should explore a two-system solution to Taiwan question and enrich our efforts towards peaceful reunification. The vision of peaceful reunification and one country, two systems is the best way to realize China's reunification. It embodies Chinese wisdom, thriving by embracing each other, takes full account of Taiwan's reality, and is conducive to long-term stability in Taiwan after reunification. Difference in system should not be an obstacle in reunification. It is certainly no excuse for separation. The principle of one country, two systems was proposed precisely to accommodate Taiwan's actual conditions and to safeguard the interests and well-being of our fellow Chinese in Taiwan. In terms of how the principle should be carried out, we will fully consider the situation in Taiwan, give full consideration to the views and proposals from all walks of life on both sides, and fully accommodate the interests and sentiments of our fellow Chinese in Taiwan. Provided that China's sovereignty, security, and development interests are ensured after peaceful reunification, Taiwan's social system and its way of life will be fully respected, and the private property, religious beliefs, and lawful rights and interests of our fellow Chinese in Taiwan will be fully protected. We people on both sides of the Taiwan Straits are of one family. Issues between our two sides are domestic affairs, and it is therefore natural that they should be discussed and resolved by family members. Peaceful reunification means achieving reunification through consultation and discussion as equals. The long-standing political differences between the two sides are the root cause that affects the steady growth of cross-strait relations. But we should not allow this problem to be passed down from one generation to the next. Our both sides must live up to our responsibilities, to our nation, to our future generations. We should put our heads together, be creative, reduce differences, and seek common ground. Doing so will enable us to end political antagonism at an early date, ensuring lasting peace across the Taiwan Straits, and agree on a vision for China's reunification, so that our future generations can live and grow up in a shared home with peace, stability, prosperity, and dignity. On the basis of abiding by the One China principle, there will be no obstacle in exchanges between political parties and groups in Taiwan and on the mainland. When dialogue replaces confrontation, cooperation replaces dispute, and win-win mindset replaces zero-sum mentality, cross-strait relations will progress steadily and move far. We are ready to engage in broad exchanges of views with all parties, groups, or individuals in Taiwan regarding political issues between the two sides and the promotion of China's peaceful reunification in order to forge social consensus and advance political negotiations. Here, we wish to make a solemn proposal. On the common political foundation of adhering to the 1992 consensus and opposing Taiwan independence, representatives can be recommended by all political parties and all sectors of society on both sides, and they will exchange in extensive and in-depth democratic consultations on cross-strait relations and the future of the nation, and work towards institutional arrangements for promoting the peaceful growth of cross-strait relations.
You've been listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, brought to you by CGTN. For more episodes, you can download the CGTN app or log onto our website at cgtn.com.